We've made it to another Friday, and we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. You're at Tanglewood this morning, Alan, an annual trip with the Roundtable starting at 9 a.m.
Yeah, we'll be there, and we'll do our best. It's a wonderful institution. I truly love Tanglewood, and I'm incredibly grateful. They are the vortex of the Berkshires. It's the so-called multiplier effect, David, which means that for every dollar that people spend at Tanglewood because they come here, they spend money on hotels and motels and restaurants, and it's a huge boon for the Berkshires, along with the other major institutions like Jacob's Pillow, Berkshire Theater Festival, Williamstown Theater Festival. All of it couldn't be done without Tanglewood being here. It could be done, but it certainly wouldn't have the same importance that it is now. It's vital. And we are very grateful to the Boston Symphony for being here.
Again, 9 a.m., join Alan and Joe and a cast of amazing folks who will tell you all about what's happening with Tanglewood this season. Let's turn to the big story. It came yesterday. Embattled EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt resigned after facing months of allegations over legal and ethical violations. Many would say it's about time, Alan, but of course a person is not a policy.
That's exactly right. This guy was put in place to basically destroy everything that Obama had done progressively to at least mitigate climate change and everything else. He is being succeeded by who else? A lobbyist for the coal industry. Coal, which contributes so much to the terrible smog that we have in this country. We all know it, and it is a slap in the face. One really wonders how Trump and how these people can sleep at night, but they do.
From there to what you've been talking about on the horizon, now the reality takes hold, a trade war with China as these tariffs now take effect.
Well, Trump is saying that this is just the beginning, that he could put another $500 billion worth of tariffs into play. This is something that this country doesn't need, the world doesn't need. And we have few allies here because we've also declared war on our closest friends, the Europeans, the Canadians, the Mexicans. It's as if Trump is all alone out there. It would be one thing if we could say, all right, everybody, let's tell China that they should behave themselves and should not behave in a terrible way by grabbing everything that the United States has in terms of technology and the rest. But instead, we're all alone out there, and it's one more way that you can only shrug and say, what in the world does this guy think he's doing?
Well, the president lobbed personal and derogatory attacks yesterday, Alan, at two Democratic senators, mocked the Me Too movement and vouched for President Vladimir Putin of Russia. This from the New York Times during a freewheeling raucous rally in Montana, ostensibly intended to solidify the support for that state's Republican Senate candidate.
It's getting stranger and stranger and stranger. We know what he's doing. He knows that there is a blue wave that is sweeping a good deal of the country now. His strange behavior as president has created this potential for losing, as many presidents have done, if not most, support in Congress. The thinking now is that the Congress, the House of Representatives, may well go Democratic, although nothing is assured. But the Senate, that's another whole story. If the Senate goes, and there really is no real indication, and we know that pollsters are now so flawed in terms of their reputations, that it's very hard to know what's going to happen. But he's out there fighting for his political life. We can only guess on what's going to happen. We do know that 90% of the Republicans are for this president, and some of these red states, he needs to go and solidify everything that he's got going. Very hard to see how the women's vote, for example, would not change based on his nomination of people who are clearly antithetical to the continuance of Roe v. Wade. And that will be something that we'll know on election night, and really probably not before.
Finally, Ellen, after her upset primary win in New York's 14th District, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is flexing her newfound political muscles, endorsing candidates around the country, even though she's technically not even a member of Congress yet. What do you make of that?
Well, it's extraordinary. Cortez is obviously a woman who was a minor player and has now turned into a great giant. I don't think she expected to win. I don't think a lot of other people did. But the media and everybody have been treating her as a hero. And as a result of that, she has newfound power and she's using it.
Arlen Chartok with us. Enjoy the time up at Tanglewood. Again, 9 a.m. Join Alan and Joe and the folks who will tell you all about what's happening with Tanglewood this season.
David, thank you for that. It's really like going to camp.